It's Sunday, August 14th, 2022. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is the Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. Today, we're visiting the Displaced Shop, an NPC location designed for exploration and dungeon delving campaigns. The greeting is warm and inviting, a surprising welcome here in the middle of the crypt. The party has been trudging through worn ancient floors of mud, limestone slabs, and false Caminian stone. But here, they stood on polished wood slates, arranged in long mosaic hexes. The adornments had been tattered old banners, rusted bust, and the occasional gut-covered jewel. Here, vellum-printed adverts marked prices. A silken sash was woven between sections of polished display cases, and a platinum chandelier illuminated the room. The Wolvenician standing behind the counter was groomed and powdered from the base of their fur to the tips of their popped collar. The only thing about the sudden shop that seemed as grimy as the crypt around it was that merchant smile on the shopkeeper's muzzle. The display shop is a place and an NPC. Located in the middle of a dungeon, a crypt, under the sewers of an ancient city, or any other strange out-of-the-way locale. The shop is a traveling space that seeks out wealthy individuals in far-reaching cubbies. Since most spaces are rarely visited, it senses the arrival of adventurers in these dangerous spots and manifests shortly after a conflict or stressful situation of some type, hoping to prey on their need for healing, relaxation, and a hearty meal. The shop specializes in the limited usage market. Potions, scrolls, one-time-use gadgets, hot and filling meals, drinks, and occasionally even accommodations. The keeper is friendly and warm, so long as it thinks a profit can be had. And profit is the goal. All the prices are far above reasonable asking value. The store relies on the desperate and needy, and the keeper will ham it up. If the keeper makes a successful sale at all, they'll be back at some point in the future of the party's adventures, again appearing at a time of desperation. Manipulation of the keeper lies in the art of negotiation. Threats are of little use, as the keeper has a failsafe. If they take any damage, their entire shop will teleport home, as will the keeper and all the goods not purchased. Attempting to halt the departure of the shop, find that most of the things on display are not actually completely here, but are only fully teleported here after purchase. It's not impossible to stop the keeper, but it should be hard, and it shouldn't be rewarding. Even their remains will dissipate away. In fantasy, they arrive by magic. Illusions and teleportation are their means of access, and they will avoid things that might hinder their exodus. In sci-fi, they arrive at faster-than-light travel, typically beyond what the players or even their enemies may have access to. A drifter of far planes of space looking to make credits. In Ages of Discovery, their little dinghy seems to show up just off the beach at the right time. No one seems to notice its approach, and it moves faster than it should as it departs. A diversion, a piece of comfort, a smell of fine spices and surprising warmth. The display shop is a wonder to behold amidst the darkness of this crypt. How they arrive and how they depart remains a mystery. The promise to be seen in the future is both comforting and unnerving, mostly for the coin purse. This NPC is meant to be kind of a nod to video games more than anything. A lot of times in dungeons and crypts and ancient towers that have never seen humanity in centuries or decades or whatever, you'll find a shop just there, just in the middle of it. No reason at all. Doesn't make any sense. Absolutely surrounded by monsters. They don't go in. And I find that type of thing charming and distracting. And, well, in a world of magic or crazy advanced science, why not have characters that would take advantage of the hero archetypes and make a profit off of them? The convenience stores of the dungeon run, so to speak. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Dungeon Depths sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text of this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character, and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow.